Hey, it's Conrad Thompson, and you're listening to Something to Wrestle With. Bruce Pritchard. Bruce, what's going on, man? How are you?
I am absolutely excellent, man. It's a beautiful day.
It is a beautiful day, and we're going to start this week off with a bang. We're going to do something we've never done before, Bruce, and I guess technically this doesn't make us men of our word. It makes us liars, but we're doing something we've never done before to start the show this week.
Well, yeah, because Something to Wrestle With Bruce Pritchard, there are no guests needed, by God. And, well, actually, this it's not really a guest, Conrad, because a guest is someone that you have to like, right?
Well, I guess. I guess.
So, but we're going to start off with welcoming someone to the family. Let's put it that way, because you sure as hell don't have to like your own family. Well, at least in my family, we don't.
Well, they say you don't get to pick your family, but you get to pick your friends, and we've picked a great one. We're going to welcome him to the MLW Radio family. It's the voice of wrestling below the Mason-Dixon line from 1983 to 2001. Tony Schiavone is now a part of the MLW Radio family. What's going on, Tony? How are you?
Hey, Conrad, and hey, Bruce, and I just want to say I don't like you fuckers either.
Well, we're starting off on the right foot with a salty goddamn attitude. We don't tolerate that kind of language here on Something to Wrestle With, by God, you fucking asshole.
I am sorry, sir. Actually, Bruce, it's great to be talking to you again. And Conrad, you were my grandmother's favorite Alabama fan.
Well, I appreciate that. I know there was a lot of Alabama fans.
Freaking Tide. Okay. So anyway, it's great to be on with you guys, and I'm very, very excited about all this. I really am.
Well, let's tell you what's going on. If you're listening to the show here, you obviously understand the format. We go long form on one particular topic, and we empower you, the listener, to kind of pick what that topic is every single week as we stroll down memory lane from the golden era of the WWF into the Attitude Era, and then even the more modern era, Ruthless Aggression, everything in between, from Bruce's tenure there from 1987 to 2008. But what if you liked your wrestling a little more southern? What if you leaned a little more towards the Mid-Atlantic era? What if you liked maybe some things WCW or Jim Crockett Promotions? Well, Tony Schiavone and I are going to put together something I think you're going to really dig. We call it What Happened When Mondays. And this is going to be every single Monday right here on the MLW Radio Network. And What Happened When is going to delve deep on all those Jim Crockett Promotion stories and World Championship Wrestling stories. And we're here to announce the debut of the show is this coming Monday. And Tony, what's our first topic this week?
Well, our first topic is going to be kind of timely. It's going to be Goldberg. We'll talk about his impact on WCW, his legacy, and where we go from here. But it's obviously a hot topic with a lot of wrestling fans from, from the mid-90s or the late 90s on and through right now, I guess.
Absolutely.
Hey, Tony, have you ever been cross-examined in a courtroom before by a dickhead prosecutor?
I was in a deposition by a dickhead prosecutor one time.
That's nothing compared to what Conrad's going to put you through.
Oh, my God.
You will actually find common ground with me. we will have empathy for one another. It's back when you were married and I was single and I couldn't find that common ground. Well, now, you know, we're both married, both got kids, and we're both being cross-examined on a weekly basis by the Conradison host. Mr. Thompson there.
I was looking forward to this. Now I'm not so freaking sure.
Yeah, give it a few weeks.
Okay. Well, I'm sure we're going to have a great time. We'd love to have you join us. Follow Tony on Twitter. He is at TonyShivani24. Of course, I am at Hey, It's Conrad. Our show account is at WHW Monday. So go find this in iTunes. It's going to be this Monday, the Monday after the Royal Rumble, the same Royal Rumble where you saw Brock Lesnar compete. You're going to be able to go ahead and listen to Tony and I talk about all things Goldberg from his debut in September of 97 all the way to Starrcade 98 when the decision was made to finally beat Goldberg and end the undefeated streak. It's a time in wrestling we may never see anything like this ever again. And we're going to talk for a long form, 2-3 hours, as long as it takes to really cover this in great detail. And we'd love to have you a part of it. So hit the subscribe button. Tell your friends about it. It's What Happened When Monday, right here on MLW every single Monday. And as always, follow us on Twitter. We're going to do a poll again, and you'll be able to vote on next week's topics. All you've got to do is find us on Twitter at WHW Monday. Anything else you'd like to say, Tony, before we kick your ass off the WWF show for good?
No, I just like to say, Bruce, Conrad, congratulations on your show. I'd heard really with a lot of people that I know heard so much about it, what's going on. I just hope to be able to follow in your footsteps and keep the keep everything alive, WCW. And I just like to say in closing, Conrad, anything Bruce tells you about me and him in Las Vegas is a freaking lie.
Pictures exist, Ali.
Oh, all right, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, man. So don't miss it. It's every single Monday right here on MLW Radio. What Happened When Monday? Follow us on Twitter at WHW Monday. See you then.
The world of MLW Radio never stops.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next correction, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.